Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something to make it better. And I believe most entrepreneurs want to make something better. And so that's why we're here. I'm here with my trusted co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's the guy that keeps me in line. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio with you. Well, and our producer.
And our producer, Mr. Bobby.
How are we doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir.
Happy August.
I am doing fine. Okay, yep, happy August. The year is going by.
The blue shirts are nice.
We kind of got these blue shirts by accident. It kind of shows we're thinking together, I think.
Oh, easy. Okay. Yeah.
A little piece anyway.
Yeah, you might have to change shirts for the next show. Then.
Yeah.
We give him the long sleeves.
Hey.
All righty, but for those of you new to the show, we have a couple clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you're ready, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, that's what we are here for. Tonight's topic, we have an interesting topic. I think we have interesting topics all the time.
Oh,
but
special tonight, though.
For entrepreneurs.
Be riveting tonight.
Yeah.
Based on a quote that a famous person had made, and we're going to take that quote and hopefully apply it to you entrepreneurs. And let me see. Mr. Dukes, do you see the quote
yes,
there?
Yes, sir. I see like it there, Mr. Gene. You want me to read it?
Yeah, sure. It would be nice if you volunteer.
This quote says, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. By Jim Rohn.
Okay.
And?
Repeat it again.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune.
Okay, did everyone hear that?
That guy's pretty wise, you know. He also said, why not?
That's right.
That's right. Why not go do it?
Why not do it?
So, I'd like to have you think about that as far as the formal education. So, tonight's going to be about entrepreneurs and the difference between formal education and self-education.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so I just want you to just think about that. Because there, a lot of entrepreneurs, they begin to they start with some idea, they start with something that they want to go do to make some money, that wants to help a lot of people, and they just kind of start out and they just say, I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Some go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And which is, I'm not knocking, but I'm just going to say, some go to school and they get what's called a formal education.
Correctly.
And some go to a different kind of school.
That's right.
There's no formal name for it, but I've heard this word like the School of Hard Knocks and stuff like that.
That's
they
right.
go do it a different way. Anyway, so there is a difference between what you get and what you don't get. And there's a difference between how you run your business and how you can grow your business and what you do along the way. Anyway, so I'm going to be going through the differences tonight so that you can decide which route you'd like to take. I'm not going to decide for you which route that you should take. I am going to give you some opinions on the route to take, and we're going to share some of our thoughts on what we're going to do. And the way we're going to do it is that I'm going to go through the content of that quote.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the content, I'm going to go through what my experience has been, or what I have in terms of formal education,
mm-hmm.
and what I have in terms of what self-education I have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I believe if you're out there listening and you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur, you're more than happy to give us a call. If you like, the number's there right in front of you. It's 727-441-3000. But also, you can find us live on YouTube and Facebook, I believe. It's just Facebook?
Facebook and Facebook.
Facebook and Facebook.
Facebook,
but you can
Facebook.
Put something in the chat.
Yes.
And I could actually see those comments. I won't have time to text back something back to you, but I may see your comments and maybe repeat those over the air in order to help a lot of other people out there. So you're welcome to find us on Facebook and just go to the chat and type in something there.
Well, that's even better. Because then they get a real live answer over here.
Right, so you get a real live answer. We may or may not get to you, but that's because we are live. We're trying to stress the importance now of communicating with us while we're live on the show.
And if they send them on the Tan Talk one, I'll be sure to be looking over here and give you the answers too.
Exactly. So before we get started, we have a clip that we're going to play for you in order to kick it off. And mm-hmm. so we'll be right back giving you our experiences and the difference between a formal education and self-education as entrepreneurs.
We're going to hear from Bob.
Right
there
back.
You go.
Let's
Pardon?
Hear from Bob first. Or
Let's hear from Bob when we come back.
Okay. All right. Man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tan Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way. When the gun gets tough,
the tough get going. Tough get going. When the going gets tough, as an entrepreneur, it should be getting tough. You should experience toughness. It's gonna make you tougher. But that's gonna push you. Which means if you're being pushed, I'm gonna say you're on the right track. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
Anyway, so tonight's topic is the difference between a formal education and self-education when it comes to entrepreneurs. We have a clip that we're gonna play for you. It's by a person by the name of Bob Sacosta, and it's designed to get you to recognize that you are the one. And you are the product in this case because it's your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's your product or service.
Yes,
and
it
so,
is.
Mr. Bobby, if you got it, let it go. I'm going to kick this off.
Give them a tip that might help someone else out there to create something that 5 years from now they're name brand around the world. Like
well, I tell you what, one of the biggest challenges, because I have the opportunity to go around the country and speak to many organizations and many groups of people that are looking to take what they have to the next level. And I have always found out that one of the biggest challenges and one of the keys, one of the secrets happens to be you have to treat yourself as a product, okay? And many, many times we don't think of ourselves as a product. Right. And if you want to succeed and if you want to get to where you want to go, whether it be to land employment, whether it be to take yourself up higher in a business that you're in right now, you really have to look at yourself as a product.
Great.
And so my question would be to those that are listening, do you look at yourself as a product? And you have to get as simple as, you know, we're talking about, did you look at yourself like a tube of toothpaste?
No.
All right, because we buy tubes of toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to succeed where you are, you have to have us buy what you have. And what you have is you. And so one major tip that really seems to help a lot of people out is to think of themselves as an actual product.
Product. Great.
And what are some properties of that product that you call you? What are some properties about your product, which is you, that can help other people? And if you think in those terms, I think you're really going to take an entirely different perspective, which is going to get you entirely different results.
That's what it's going to give you.
That's right.
Profound.
Okay, you were listening to Bob Sacosta. He recorded this on the show a couple of years ago, but we use it because it pertains to exactly what we're trying to do here is to help entrepreneurs get more exposure, start businesses, and grow their businesses and so on. Anyway, so we're talking about the famous quote that was made.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Dukes, if you don't mind, read it again, because then we're just going to jump right into it.
Okay, the formal education will make you a living. Catch that first part. Formal education will make you a living. And the second part says, self-education will make you a fortune. Self-education will make you a fortune.
Okay, so we're going to go through what a formal education is. Many of you know what a formal education is. I'm just going to remind you. Formal education in our current society and structure means going somewhere to get some formal so-called education.
Mm-hmm.
Education is telling you things. Your training is you doing things.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to go. Anyway, so most of us, we go to something that's called school.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a formal structure. could be from home. It could be something that we do on the internet. We have the time that it's tired of, like school. And in school, you get tests, you get exams, mm-hmm. you get A's and B's. And
C's and D's.
Well, people never talk about the C's and D's. Everybody thinks that you should have A's and B's for some reason.
And some of them get F's.
You get certificates, and you get certifications, all that stuff.
Yes.
It's formal education.
Truly.
Nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with your performance.
Dust collectors.
Okay. Nice to have. Your A's and B's don't mean you can do anything. Your A's and B's just mean you passed the test.
That's right. That's right.
And getting an F just means you failed the test. Doesn't mean you can't do something.
It might mean you can't take it. That you're
that's
just
right.
not
right.
built to
might
take
not
a test.
Be a test
exactly.
taker.
Anyways, I like to have you entrepreneurs out there think about what do you have? What did you get in school? Because whatever you got, and it's good to have. However, you are the product. You've got to do something for you. And then one of the most difficult things is getting started.
That's right.
Because you do have a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just in case you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes in a second. But in my case,
mm-hmm.
I have what I term as a so-called formal education. Okay, I got a high school diploma, which means I lasted in school. I didn't quit and drop out.
Did you last 12?
I got out of elementary school, and I shouldn't share this, but I went to high school. I was a CD student at best because my mind just wasn't on what they wanted to teach me.
Mm-hmm. I can understand
that. Okay, so I think I'm normal. Okay, so I want you all out there to. It's okay if you got A's and B's and C's and D's and F's. I've experienced all of them.
But, the whole spectrum.
The whole spectrum.
Right, and
the whole alphabet.
Once I made it through high school, I didn't really want to go to school. Anyway, so I ended up going to a 2-year school because I was too young to get the kind of job I want, and I didn't know what else to do. So I went to a 2-year school to learn something about computers. Okay, then I ended up going to work. And then I went into the military, and I ended up getting not really formal education, but formal training in a sense, in order to do what I did in the military. And mm-hmm. I came back, and then I decided to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to college for, I'm not going to tell this, I went to college for a few minutes, and I left.
He's not going to tell it, but he only went for 2 minutes.
But I went for 2 minutes, and I quit. Because I want you to know that I'm normal. After 7 years, I decided to go back, and I went back, and I got a degree. I've got a BS degree in computer science now. And after maybe 3 or 4 years after that, I went back, and I got a master's degree in education in order to teach computers. And that's the formal education. Hmm. The difference is I know many of you will not hire me because of the way I look. You wouldn't hire me because I don't have the A's and B's that you want to see or the right credentials. And I don't have something that you might say I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the difference is that's the formal education. What I am going to say, though, is what I got is what I had to use.
Mm-hmm.
And what you got is what you have to use. So you are indeed the product. Okay, Mr. Dukes, I've told my story, and you sat over there and talked about me. What kind of formal education do you have?
Well, Mr. Jane, I hung around for 12 years in high school. I come out as a C student. I guess that's normal.
And average.
That was average, okay.
Yeah, that's the word we use.
I went to work for for about a year, and then I found out I wasn't really making no money what I really wanted to do, so I joined the Air Force, and I spent 23 and a half years in the Air Force, and I went back to school in the Air Force and got most of my education. I still didn't get no diploma, but I got most of my education through the Air Force, and then in the field that I really strive and still striving to be better in is automotive technician. I went to several schools. to improve myself. And I found out that the former school did not teach me what I needed to know to do what I needed to do out in the field. So I spent, like you almost, I didn't spend 7 years, but I spent about 6 years, 5 years. I went back to a technical training school in my profession, of which they has a 2.5-year degree.
Do you have certification?
Yes,
certificates?
I have 5 certification in ASC certification, which I really don't. That's kind of a force too.
Okay.
You're required to have them if you want a decent job, but
talk about what you do have.
I have the 5. I have the ASC certification in brakes, electronics, electrician, okay. Transmission repair, and
okay,
or what we call computer reading.
Okay, so you have the formal education. Is that it, or you got more?
I got more, but I think that's sufficient for right now.
Okay, well.
But the thing is, as your question is.
What formal education do you have? That's the question.
That's the question.
Right.
Formal education was high school and in the Air Force and other education through the Air Force in my profession.
Okay. What do you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
But formal education has titles like diploma, degree.
Mm-hmm.
PhD, those kind of things. So those are the formal things that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I wanted to know. What formal education do you have? Meaning if the other people gave you some sort of paper or something to scroll or something that said you've now met our requirements and so therefore you are fit to go step out into the world or something like that.
Yes, I have formal education. And
okay. That was all we wanted to know. What do you have? Now, our producer's looking at me kind of strange, but Mr. Bobby, if you'd like to add what formal education you might have, I'd welcome to hear what you got even.
Okay, that's interesting. And in stage management and essentially production management is where my formal education lies, running rehearsals.
Well, you missed something.
Yes.
You missed junior high school, elementary school, and high school.
Well, that is interesting because while a lot there was formal education there, there were a lot of moments of, here, if you want a job running a light board, you better sit down and practice mm-hmm. it and learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no paper to show that what I did other than...
Did you graduate from high school?
Oh, yes.
Well, you got a piece of paper.
Well, that's true. Okay. Yeah. You made it easy.
Good. Now, some of you guys might have a piece of paper from elementary school because they didn't want the kids to be disappointed. So they wanted, they might have given them out in junior high school. Remember
those
days?
You want me to bring my kindergarten diploma?
Pardon?
You want me to bring in my kindergarten diploma?
I don't know if, sure, because I think that becomes something to brag about because that's where our society has gone. That's formal education.
I'm just kidding. I don't have one of those.
Right, but that's just formal education. What formal education do you have? Because you got what society got.
Well, what happens, what would you call that when you learn a skill? Let's say that, I was learning radio, learning to run the board, but also in a, obviously mm-hmm. in high school as well. So it seems to me that you can have formal education and your street smarts and your self education occurring at the same time, parallel to each other.
We're gonna get to the street smart stuff in a few minutes.
I want to know what
formal education do you have? Because the formal education says you met the requirements that somebody else defined for you.
Fair enough.
And so that I wanted our audience to hear what you have, and it's okay what you don't have. But it has very little to do with performance. It just has something that society says you all should have this.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't explain why you should have it. Yeah, some people really believe it makes a difference.
They say that when I went through middle school, Mr. Gene, I got my first certificate, and they said that was required because...
Okay, right. Okay, I want you to understand what formal education is. It's something that someone has defined for you that you appear to meet their criteria.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Now...
I don't know why that made me think of SATs and ACTs, and I'm just thinking, I haven't heard anybody... ask me about that.
Since you took them.
Since the day after I took them.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, because I believe some people have grown beyond that. Some people have found out something different. And some people have found out they got all that stuff and they still can't find the kind of work that they want. They still aren't doing what they want. And it's nice to have. However, our time has flown by. We need to take a break. All we did was get through the first half of talking about formal education.
No,
but
right.
Stay tuned. You're going to hear something from... We're going to take a short break. Hear something from our sponsor. We're going to get into the informal education as soon as we come back.
Self-education.
And I'll be more than happy to share that as well.
Well.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Let's go.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
You can get it as an entrepreneur.
All right.
And all you got to do is make that decision and step out there and go learn from the rest of us. We're talking about the difference between a formal education and self-education based on a quote that was mentioned. And Mr. Dukes, I'm going to ask you again, repeat the quote and then say who said it so the audience know what it is we're talking about.
We are talking about formal education will make you a living. A self-education will make you a fortune, by Jim Rohn.
All right, that's what we're talking about. So we just got you spending the first half going through what formal education is. It's all of the pieces of paper that you got along the way that say that you have met somebody's criteria in order to go do something else.
Mm-hmm. So the level we're at now is currently you're just making a living.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, then we'll get to the next
one. Okay,
part.
So people go get jobs based on that formal education. And they make a living because they're doing what someone else has programmed them to go do. So that's what I want you to begin to think about is how some people step outside of that and they say, I want to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what I want to do.
Yes.
Because I have an idea, I have a product or service, I have some solutions for people and I want to go do that. And they step out and go do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're talking about entrepreneurs.
Right.
So, yes, when you look at the system that you have been brought up under and you say, I want to go do what the other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you step out and you go do that. So, the other part of the quote was self-education.
Correct.
So I'm going to tell you what self-education is.
Yes, sir.
Okay, self-education is trying things, anything. It's self-education.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing anything. Okay, there's a difference between trying and doing. Okay, but you get self-educated by you doing. It doesn't mean that the person next to you, because the next person is different than you, they may have done it a different way.
That's right.
Okay, so self-education is trying things, trying new things, doing things. It's the experiences that you have gained over the years. Some of you may have 6 months of experience. Some of you may have 60 years of experience. So it's the experiences that you've gone through by which you now have something to share with others based on your experiences. It has to do with your age, because mm-hmm. there's a difference between starting as an entrepreneur, how old you are, and being an entrepreneur now in terms of how old that you might be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but it's anything that is not formal. It's something you did. Okay, so that's what self-education is. And self-education can do what for you?
It can make you a fortune.
Self-education can make you a fortune. So many of you hear the word entrepreneur. Many of you hear in the news and the TV and newspaper, there are a lot of entrepreneurs that are making a fortune.
That's right.
I am trying to join that crowd. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. It comes along with that. So anyway, so the self-education, so the question, the follow-up question is, what self-education do I have? Because I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes, what self-education does he have? Anyway, so the self-education I have is that I have decided to try to put together a company, and so I'm putting together a company. I have some products and services in the training field, and I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have the self-education, things that I've learned from that has allowed me to do that. I have, maybe 30, 35, 40 years of experiences of doing that for other people. Hopefully you can all see it. Hopefully you see how old I might be, because that's how long I've been doing something. And for all of you that are starting, what are you laughing about, Mr. Dukes? But the bottom line is,
he's got a bug in his throat.
Yeah. Your age is going to show anyway. And I want you all to know, because you got a lot of people out there, they're afraid to show how old they are.
That's right.
I don't get it.
Mm.
But I got the experience because of doing things over time.
Mm-hmm.
And any experience is better than no experience. It starts on day one. And it starts when you just start doing things over and over again and you start thinking about it. But that's what self-education is. It's learning from the others and how they did. It's no book, there's no test, there are no A's and B's.
That's right.
It's learning by doing, and your performance is what counts. The people you serve is what counts, because that's what gives you business and gives you reputation and all that sort of stuff. Now, that's all I have to say. Mr. Dukes.
Well, you've said it. You've said it
right,
all.
But that was about me.
That was about you. But I'm saying as far
what
as...
What self-education do you
self-education
have?
Self-education is being able to create something that there's no written rule for it. And especially in my profession, you will find a lot of self-education things that you're very creative, because some things you have to...
What is your business?
My business is automotive repair.
Oh, okay.
Custom builds, things that, you know,
yeah,
are...
Yeah, I mean, you have to... Even small things, you think that there's a written rule for them. There is no written rule. You have to create the way to do it. And that's what... Once you're able to do that, you can make yourself a fortune, because somebody else can't do it.
Okay. But tell us what you have.
What I have?
Yeah, some of the things you've done. How much experience you got? Because we can also see you.
In the let's go in the automotive world. What I live in every day is, in the automotive world, we have different components that we must take apart and must I must take apart and put back together. And there is no written direction for it. You have to be able to create how to do it and put it back together right.
I interjected something. I want you all to recognize the importance of it. He mentioned what we did. We does not say what you did. An awful lot of people use the term we. Even when it comes to employment, people talk about what the company did, and people want to know, what did you do? Okay, mm-hmm. So we is a wasted word, in my opinion, when it comes to telling people what you did. Okay, so you never want to include others, because the question is going to be, what part of the we did you do? So when you talk about I did, it's your experience only. So you want people to know what you've been through, because only you've been through it. That's the only way we can learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
So did I leave out anything? Did you want to add on anything or something like that?
No, I started a company, automotive repair company, and I was able to put it together, put a staff together to operate it. And
okay.
In reality, that's it.
Okay, that's fine. All righty. Mr. Bobby, I know you're out there making us look good because you are the producer. What kind of experience would you like to tell us about that's self-educated? It doesn't have to be experience. It could be any of the thing that whereby you educated yourself.
Initially, similarly to what you said, Gene, is I haven't, on my quest to find the perfect title, shall you say, which doesn't exist, but I have also decided that creating that title and going this freelance, potentially entrepreneurial route has been the best solution. And I would say I'm still in the process of the self-learning.
Okay.
Because
great comment.
I'm not self-taught yet. I'm learning. So I am.
You're experiencing.
There's in the trial and error period. As for things here at the radio station, there are plenty of tasks that I do nowadays that were not part of my 4 months of what I would consider training.
Great.
There are places in this network that I never thought I'd, or that I, my training never told me I'd be working in that area.
That is great.
The journey continues, I guess.
Now, I said that's great for all of you out there, because I'm not sure if you stumbled upon this, but I'm going to say it. What would make you or anyone else think you should know what you should be doing? Whatever gave you that thought is that you already know. Entrepreneurs go find out. Entrepreneurs take on what they didn't know or didn't expect in order to create what it is that they're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go so far as to say that, you know, hey, you know, you go onto a college's website and they say, here's XYZ degree. Here's a list of things you can do with this degree. Well, I think every one of those should be revised to have entrepreneur at the bottom of it, because if you can figure out some mousetrap that they haven't figured out, or some title or some position or some group of skills that somebody who's taught that degree hasn't thought of, mm-hmm. you have a new self-learning
adventure. That's the difference between formal education and the informal education, self-education.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And so this is about entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs, because everybody doesn't want to be an entrepreneur.
No.
You're not taught to be an entrepreneur. You're taught to be an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it's very important to understand what we're taught based on these credentials. I'm not going to say it's wrong. It's what we're taught. Some people step outside of that. I was one of them. Maybe you were one, Mr. Deuce.
Yes.
Still have a bunch of credentials, but it still had nothing to do with performance.
No.
Okay. Most of these quotes, there's a there's a lot of quotes that famous people have made. I'm saying very few of them have what we call a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
They did things. Anyway, so I want you entrepreneurs, you new entrepreneurs, to know that you have to do things. You know, gain experience, gain knowledge along the way. Anyway, so that's what I want to make sure that you know.
Okay.
All right. So the quote is very helpful, but it's important to know if you want to become an entrepreneur, self-education will get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because self-education, meaning doing what you didn't expect to do. Well, we're going to take a short break while we got time, and we'll be right back and chat about just a little bit more about the difference between self-education and formal education when it comes to entrepreneurs doing their things. And we'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets tough. Yeah.
The gun gets tough. The tough get going. Making that decision. If you are an entrepreneur, want to be an entrepreneur, you are more than welcome to be one. It's going to get tough sometime. And
yes,
that's
it does.
When you're going to get going. We had a comment that someone had wrote in, Gene Mays. He thought that he would advise me, I guess. And you're more than welcome to write your comments in or give us a call. The number, if you're watching the show, the number is 727-441-3000. We'd love to hear from you and add your comments to help all of the other entrepreneurs out there. But I'd like to have you think about what other self-education do you think you need? Okay, that's the third question. What other self-education do you think that you need? And so I'm an entrepreneur, and if I want to learn more about educating myself or things in order to help my business, there are some things that I would like to do, would like to know how to do, or looking for someone else to do. Anyway, so one of the things, I'm just going to put it out there in terms of self-education, how to build my team of expertise so that an entrepreneur such as myself, we're not overdoing it, trying to do all of it. Okay, so I need self-education on how to build a team of experts in order to grow your company that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And something just popped up here again. And I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if you saw that, but...
I bet I can say resume, and that'll solve.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at these code words we have.
I just clicked, said something about resume or something like that.
Blue button like your shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I just clicked on it. But anyway, but that happens. But think about what else do you think you might need in terms of self-education? And if you have anything right quick, Mr. Dukes, you're more than welcome to add it in. Because I got one more question to ask you after this. And Mr. Bobby, if you got anything that you'd like to add right now in terms of what else do you need? What other self-education do you think you need? It's just a thought. Any thoughts or comments?
Okay. I'd like to have a team in my business to help and assist.
You see, and I think, you know, a team is part of that self-learning process, mm-hmm. because they're going to teach you things
right.
that you didn't think about.
That's what they're there for.
And you're going to teach them things
exactly.
that they didn't think about.
That's right.
Otherwise, there would be no teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So that's where it comes in. Now, let me just ask this, because I'm going to put you both on the spot, including myself. What could you offer someone else that you think you could help them out with? If you looked at yourself, looked in the mirror and said, I think I know this, I've learned this and that, and I think this will be helpful for others, what do you think that you could say that would help other beginning entrepreneurs or just entrepreneurs?
Well, I have to look at their business, and I look at my business and what I have to offer, and then I could communicate with them and see what they need.
Well, what do you think you have to offer? Like, in other words...
I think I have myself. An experience.
Okay. Any particular topic that you could offer?
Well, depending on what...
Depends on what you think.
Yeah.
What
type of business they're in. If they're in the same type of business I'm in, yes, I could offer...
Yeah, but what would it be?
Automotive repair.
Okay. I could offer ways of training others to do what you'd like to have them do. That's all.
Yeah.
I could offer that to somebody else. It has nothing to do with their business. It has to do with what they need, that I can see that they need.
I was going to say, in my case, consulting, but that's more of a
Great.
Service
yep.
that I provide. However,
right.
then I thought about something else that's more generational with respect to Millennials and Zillennials and Z and stuff like that.
Who?
Whatever you want to call them. Networking opportunities.
Great.
What I found is that a lot of people have inquired about how I've built up certain amount of connections
mm-hmm.
because they're, and I'm not saying this, I want to make this look like an opportunity to help, but that I understood the importance of it early on, so I started early on networking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people are, as they're catching up, people, my peers, tend to see that they need to catch up. And I don't mean mm-hmm. that there's any goal of how many connections you have to yeah. have, but they're seeing where they're don't at a disadvantage because of their lack of networking
past. Right.
So mm-hmm. I would say that in the respect of one-on-one networking, help with LinkedIn. I've offered people another LinkedIn
right.
rant, but I have offered mm-hmm. people. I said, just shoot me a text if you want me to connect you with somebody on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I get nothing, and I was just open
great.
Invitation, no
yeah, like
charge.
like to have you all think about it out there, because what you offer should be offered to other people because you want to offer it. That's all. Something you offer has nothing to do with a business. It has to do with what you think you have to offer to anyone whereby you see something that they could use that you know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just offering out. So networking is great. Sharing in your business or out of your business is great. And sharing, you know, if I can, there's a zillion ways to put together training programs. And so if I can help somebody structure a training thing, then I can share that. obviously networking is something.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think about that. Bobby thought about that. We all do networking to grow a business.
Yes,
if you plan to grow a business, you got to be visible.
Well, and there's nothing, there's no selfish aspect of networking, because you're going to give knowledge and you're going to get knowledge.
Exactly.
And there's no way around that. There's no measurement there. It's just, you know, ideas are going to be spread and.
That's what entrepreneurs do.
No such thing as a lone entrepreneur.
Right.
Because if there is, you aren't in business.
That's a fact.
You're not helping
people. You're not going to get help.
And if you're not networking because you're so worried about one little idea just like tracing off into the distance, then you're going to realize the road's going to get real hard real fast.
It's going to be real rugged.
Yes. I don't know if we got time, but
there'll be a lot of bumps in it.
That clip that you got by Bob Sacosta?
I have another one for the next hour as well. I can find a one-minute one.
Oh, you can find either one-minute one or just the one that we started out with. You are the product.
You are the product.
It's your business. It's what you are trying to do. You must make contact with a lot of people. Okay, you must do that. I mean, so if you got it, Bobby, let it go. We'll close it out that way.
Give them a tip that might help someone else out there to create something that 5 years from now they're name brand around the world.
Tell you what, one of the biggest challenges, because I have the opportunity to go around the country and speak to many organizations and many, many groups of people that are looking to take what they have to the next level. And I have always found out that one of the biggest challenges and one of the keys, one of the secrets, happens to be you have to treat yourself as a product. Okay? And many, many times we don't think of ourselves as a product. And if you want to succeed and if you want to get to where you want to go, whether it be to land employment, whether it be to take yourself up higher in a business that you're in right now, you really have to look at yourself as a product.
Great.
And so my question would be to those that are listening: do you look at yourself as a product? You have to get as simple as, you know, we're talking about, did you look at yourself like a tube of toothpaste? Mm. All right, because we buy tubes of toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to succeed where you are, you have to have us buy what you have. And what you have is you. And so one major tip that really seems to help a lot of people out is to think of themselves as an actual product.
Right. Yes, think of yourself as an actual product. You're listening to Bob Sacosta, who helped form Home Shopping Network.
And you are.
On our show, you are indeed the product. And you got to go out and help people do what they're trying to do, and they will help you.
And being an entrepreneur, you're the most important product.
Our time's up because I hear the music.
Yes, sir.
You just listen to My Way by Frank Sinatra. I want you to know that the things you are doing, have been doing, that you got to do, you're going to do it your way. I'm just trying to get you to recognize how do you give and how do you get, because you're doing your way just like all the other entrepreneurs have done it their way. And if you keep at it long enough, you will be quite successful because you've been doing it your way.
Your way.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up.
All right.
In order to help all of you job seekers.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.